question from T. Amit Kumar Prabhu. Can you please explain how to distinguish between renunciation in the mode of passion and ignorance? Answer: the Bhagavad Gita talks about this in verses 7 and 8 of the 18th chapter. And the primary difference is, Krishna says that ignorance in the mode of renunciation in the mode of ignorance is characterized by moha. Moha tasya parityaga tamasa parikirtitaha. So he says one who gives this up out of illusion. So this illusion can be because of irresponsibility, it can be because of an erroneous conception of life. And such renunciation is the mode of ignorance. So for example, Srila Prabhupada often characterized the hippies whom he encountered in the West as being covered by the mode of ignorance. So they had renounced their families, they had renounced their jobs, they had renounced their education and career, and they were just going high by taking drugs and trying various things out in life. So this was their lifestyle, was largely in the mode of ignorance. So they had no, most of them, a few of them were serious spiritual seekers, most of them were just fed up with the stereotype way of life of the American middle class, and they were disillusioned with the great American dream of material prosperity and success in the stereotype sense. So, because basically their motivation for renouncing was that it was just it was more or less irresponsible. They did not feel interested in material life, and they just wanted to freak out and give up everything else and just try to get some illusory pleasures. So, what is the motive? So their motive was not primarily to avoid the hard work that was involved in the materialistic way of life. So that is what is the focus of Krishna in the next verse in the Bhagavad Gita, which talks about renunciation in the mode of passion. Dukkhamityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatyajet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet. So dukkhamityeva yat karma, that this work will involve a lot of trouble, and what is the kind of, it will give a lot of misery. Why? What is the reason for the misery? Because kaya klesha, it will cause suffering to the body, bhayat tejet, and one doesn't want misery for the body, therefore one gives it up. And such is in the mode of passion, and naiva tyaga phalam labhet. So for example, if somebody decides that I am working in a software company, and sometimes I have to work for 16 hours, 18 hours, and this is so messy and troublesome, I just get rid of the whole thing and I'll become a brahmachari. So this motivation is not to think that, okay, I want to become purified and I want to return to Krishna, I want to dedicate myself to sharing Krishna's message with the world. Instead of having those motivations, one's motivation is very self-centered and very negatively impelled. He's thinking, this work and material work is so troublesome, therefore let me get away from it. And then one renounces the world, that is in the mode of passion. So, in the mode of passion, one tries to enjoy sense gratification. And when one finds the pursuit of sense gratification very troublesome, when one gives that up, that is renunciation in the mode of passion. Whereas renunciation in the mode of ignorance is, one is so much in illusion that one is not even ready to pursue material life in a responsible way. One is just fed up with everything. For example, if a student in a college decides not to study but spends the whole semester watching video games and surfing on the net and seeing movies, and then says, I don't want to be a student at all. So that would be renunciation in the mode of ignorance. Now, of course, there a person is quite likely that the person wants to avoid the hard labor of studies. So if it is due to the hard labor of studies that one wants to avoid, then it could be in the mode of passion. But the primary characteristic by which we understand what mode a person is in is not the external form of the action, it is the underlying motive. So if one is feeling disillusioned with the career chart that is offered in material life, and one feels, okay, this is not worth it, and therefore one just is lost entirely, so that could be in the mode of ignorance. So ultimately, we have to look at not just one characteristic, but the cluster of characteristics that a person is exhibiting, and by that we can infer the motive of that person, and only then we can understand which is the prominent mode that is driving the person. But from our personal perspective, if we are trying to give up things primarily because they are... So therefore we need to focus primarily on looking at our own motive, and when we understand our motive and accordingly direct our efforts, then we will be able to do our duties in a competent way, in a way that purifies us. Naiva tyaga phalam labhet. This verse says that if one renounces in the mode of ignorant passion, one will not get the phala of tyaga. What is the phala of tyaga? The phala of tyaga is actually purification and illumination. When one renounces the world with the proper motive, then actually one becomes purified of material desires and one becomes illuminated with higher knowledge. And for most people, this happens by doing duties in the mode of goodness. That means doing one's duty without attachment to the fruits, which Krishna described in the 9th verse. Karya mityeva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna. So niyatam, this is prescribed to me, so I'll do it. Sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva satyaga satviko mataha. That sangam tyaktva, one gives up the attachment to the fruits and does the duty, then that will be satvik. That will be in the mode of goodness. So, by looking at the motive, we can understand which is in the mode of passion and which is the mode of ignorance. So, to keep the perspective clear, you can think of the hippies in the West who just rejected material life, not because they're finding it troublesome, but because they felt that they were not inspired by the goals of material sense gratification. They just felt that it was all worthless. So, so in ignorance, in generally in passion, one is at least interested in sense gratification, one is interested in material life. In goodness, one is trying to go beyond material life and live material life in a balanced way. In transcendence, one is not interested in material life at all, one is interested entirely in spiritual life. In ignorance, one is not even interested in pursuing material life. Not that one doesn't want material pleasures, but one is not very inspired, one not very captivated by the broad materialistic way of life. One is captivated primarily by lethargy and indolence. So, the hippies typify more renunciation in the mode of ignorance, and those who try to renounce the world, so you could think of, there are some Indian sadhus who just think that educated way, they cannot call them sadhus actually, they're just wearing the dress of a sadhu, but who just want to have a easy way to live and get some respect in society without having to do any hard work. And when they renounce like that to avoid a kaya klesha, then that is in the mode of passion. Thank you.